This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly coronavirus as China's president faces mounting domestic criticism after the virus-related death of a doctor who warned of an outbreak.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with them. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Meantime, anger mounts over the doctor's death. Adam Reed for Reuters reports.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about the spread of coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, which has sparked a wave of mourning and a rare showing of anger from some in that country against its government. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hit hardest by the illness. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading what the authorities called illegal and false information about the coronavirus. He was warning on social media at the time of a disease similar to SARS hitting the area, a reference to the Chinese outbreak that killed hundreds in the early 2000s. News of his passing saw tributes laid along Wuhan's still deserted streets.
That was Adam Reed reporting for Reuters. The World Health Organization Director General says more funds are needed to tackle the global outbreak of the coronavirus, which has infected more than 30,000 people.
The world needs $675 million for the next 3 months to invest in preventing this outbreak. So far, we have received pledges for $110 million. But several donors have already come forward, and we're expecting more announcements in the coming days.